this might hurt, but I'm gonna poke you with a stick, Kevin.
I'd rather you didn't.
Poking you with a stick now. You are real. It's really
you. I am real, yes.
Hey,
I am here.
What's up, dude?
Back from Miami.
How was Miami?
It was great.
You were so suntanned.
Thank you. And thank you.
Glad I only had to bail you out once.
I usually get golden brown.
Toasty.
When I'm in the sun. I just got a very troubling alert, though.
Uh-oh.
It's like a Wells
Uh-oh.
Fargo alert.
Oh.
We had to put a hold on your Wells Fargo online access to secure it from being harmed or misused.
Harmed or misused.
Very important, because yeah. I don't have a Wells Fargo account.
But follow this link.
But
and
nice
will...
try.
Yeah, nice try.
It
nice
does say, try. Proceed to blank and access online.
They're getting, at least their wording and their spelling is getting a little bit better now.
Well, is that good?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No, I mean, it's great. I'm so glad that I might be able to
they're
get
getting
taken advantage
at what
of.
They're
yeah.
doing. And I'm really happy.
We're
about
impressed.
That. Yes. Let's talk about today's show, shall
Alrighty.
We?
Alrighty.
Give me five.
Yeah, it's going to be everybody.
Five songs in a row with a theme at 5 o'clock.
Everybody
is in the title.
Yeah, I just want to talk about bodies is what it boils down
to. All right.
Yep.
So body is
yeah.
what we're doing.
Everybody.
4 o'clock hour, bad Mother's Day gifts.
Mm.
Let's be honest, there's a lot of those.
There are a lot of nice women who had to pretend
yes.
they really cared about what they got yesterday.
Yes.
I saw this great, wonderful meme that said, hey guys, remind your woman to get all her chores done on Saturday. So she can enjoy her big day on Sunday.
Sheesh. That's very nice. One American dollar.
Yeah, I can win me a
chance
book.
For you to win a Woo. Dollar. And People Are Dumb is coming up next on 95.5 KLOS.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Driver tried to switch places with his dog on DUI stop in Colorado Town.
Where was his dog?
In the passenger seat.
Okay. Oh, so he's going to pretend the dog was driving.
He's going to pretend the dog. In his mind, that made sense.
Ah, the dog is driving, officer.
I couldn't get him to drive straight. The driver was going the wrong way, according to police.
Oh, dude.
A 28-year-old driver attempted to switch places with his dog when he got pulled over on suspicion of DUI on
Fido,
Saturday
come
night.
Here. Come here, you bad dog. Come here.
He was going 52 miles per hour in a 30-mile-per-hour zone.
The wrong way.
And the wrong way,
oh
most
God.
Importantly, around 11:30 Saturday night.
I'm not going down for this. You did it. He did it, officer.
It was a Dodge Challenger, and they said that the process of switching places with the dog was hilarious as the officer watched as he walked toward the car. So the car already pulled over.
Right.
The officer was out of his car and was watching the guy try and switch places with the dog as if it would have worked.
Yeah. And in his mind, he's going, a guy's going to sing and a dog is driving and he'll let me go.
The suspect, who had clear signs of intoxication,
but,
according to police, got out of the passenger side of the car
and fell out, I hope,
and told the officer that he wasn't the one driving.
I wasn't driving.
It was the dog.
It was the dog.
When the officer asked whether he'd been drinking, he ran.
Ah, good answer. Number one answer.
I love it when people run.
Yes.
About 20 yards from the car, he was tackled by the officer.
Easily.
Here's the weird part.
Yeah.
A man and a woman who were sober
yeah.
were in the back seat.
What? They probably told him, make it look like the dog
Change
did it.
Change places with
Change
the dog.
We'll say the dog was driving. We'll cover you.
I don't know if they would cover him because the car belonged to the woman in the back seat.
What was going on there?
I don't know.
What was going on?
So they
I'm driving! You sit back there!
They took the driver in and they sent the dog on its way with that couple in the back seat.
I hope he gets to stay with them.
And
never...
the dog is fine.
Oh, good.
That's all that matters.
That
the
is.
Dog is
That's
fine.
It.
Be careful where you put your wiener. That story is coming up in a few minutes.
You know, I found that out very early age, so good to know.
Apparently this guy did not.
Oh, really?
So that story's on the way. First.
I need give me a dollar. I'm just going to mug you because I haven't won recently, so
it has been
here's
a while.
My switchblade. Hand it over.
America's top 10 ice cream flavors.
Oh, night. Wow. What are you? Are you stalking me? I went for ice cream yesterday.
Did
First
you?
Time in ages.
Same, but I've done it the day before and the day before. America's top 10 ice cream flavors.
Top
now,
10 ice cream flavors.
It's kind of simple, so I'm going to go 6 guesses to get 5.
Damn,
right.
You're a harsh mistress.
I've never been told that.
I'm sure you will be
6
again.
Guesses to get 5 right. America's top 10
All
ice
right.
cream flavors.
Should I ask what your favorite flavor is that you go so often?
Yes.
Oh, because it's
no, because
there.
It'll give you a clue.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
So no.
Damn it.
Nope.
Well, clearly I have to say chocolate. I mean, clearly chocolate has to be on the list.
Chocolate is number 2.
Number 2.
Yep.
mint chocolate chip. I probably shouldn't.
Which
say
is
that.
Bogus as hell, but yes, it's on the list. God, I hate that.
I was like,
nothing worse than mint chocolate chip.
There's someone I know
chip.
Who loves that.
Oh, sorry.
And if it wasn't on there, I'd be Rocky Road.
I love Rocky Road.
Oh no! No,
is
no.
not on the list.
Come on.
So now you've missed one, so you need to get three more in a row.
Well, vanilla has to be on there.
Vanilla is number one.
Yeah, that's so sad.
And by the way,
how boring.
Come on now.
Come on, people.
Vanilla.
I would never go for vanilla, ever.
Ridiculous. I guess you combine it with whatever
sure.
toppings and whatever.
Yeah.
So I guess it, but nobody eats vanilla for vanilla, do they?
I never have.
That's
ever.
Bogus.
Yeah.
If you do, you're bogus.
Chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip. I'm gonna give that to you. Chocolate chip cookie dough is the answer.
Oh,
so that's
dough.
Kind of a
yeah, that's a stretch.
That's a loose,
but I thank you.
That's a loose one.
I'll buy you a cone then with my dollar.
All right, you gotta
or
get
now
this
it's
one
down
correct.
To it. Yeah, this is where it starts getting.
Yep. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna go with my favorite. I mean, one of my favorites, coffee. Coffee ice cream.
Coffee ice cream.
I know you have a friend who loves coffee flavored ice cream.
I do. You're saying coffee.
She eats it on a regular basis. Oh, no. Neapolitan. That's too late, isn't it?
Neapolitan is number 10.
Is it?
Yep.
So where are we at? Where are we at with the dollar? I don't know.
You didn't get it. You lost.
Damn it.
Yeah, you lost.
To ice cream.
No dollar. Yes.
That's
by
up.
The way, when you realize what you've missed.
Yeah, of course. It's always this way.
Number 9, I've never heard of, is moose tracks. I've never heard of moose tracks.
That sounds like something I don't want to eat. Remember I told you about Eskimo ice cream that's just basically a handful of lard and little berries?
Yeah, no, thank
that's
you.
That's what that sounds
this
like.
This fun treat has a lot of chunks. It's vanilla ice cream, peanut butter cups, and fudge.
Oh, peanut butter cups.
So that sounds good.
Ooh, that does
you
sound good.
Didn't get number 8, which was strawberry.
I thought about it, but I was like,
I mean,
does
you
anybody
gotta get
care?
The big three. Well,
I
vanilla.
Suppose.
Who cares about
yeah.
vanilla?
Well, yeah.
Number 7 is birthday cake.
Well, all right.
Number 6 is buttered pecan. Number 5, I gave you sort of half of it, chocolate chip cookie dough.
Right.
Number 4, mint chocolate chip, you got. Number 3, cookies and cream.
Oh, cookies and cream.
Number 2, chocolate. Number 1, vanilla.
Let's get out of here and go get some ice cream, man.
Right?
Let's shut this down. I want that, yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
How was your Mother's Day, Kevin? Was your Mother's Day good? Did you have
I'm
a good
really
mother?
Happy to be a mom.
You make a swell mom. It's true.
I did call my mom and say, hey, it's possible that my card's a day late. So
out of all these years, how many years?
A lot.
Yeah.
I'm not great when no. it comes to
yeah, that. Yeah, I was never good at that.
An hour from now, a little more than an hour from now, we're doing Gimme 5 with songs with everybody.
Everybody in the title.
In the title.
Somewhere in the title.
First fitness fanatic gets his penis stuck in a hole in a weight.
Well, I mean, I can see getting stuck in certain places because you're trying something, but that, why?
Why, though?
That's a weight.
Why?
What's exciting about a weight?
It's a 5-pound, 8-ounce weight.
Okay.
It's one of those round
sure.
ones.
Yep.
With a hole in it.
Right. For the bar.
Yes, for the
right.
bar.
Yeah, not your bar.
Right. Fitness fanatic was rushed to the hospital after getting his penis stuck in a hole in a weight. The unnamed patient was rushed to the hospital, and doctors called firefighters to free his, and I quote, purple and swollen genitals.
La, 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 la. Wow. I don't want to free them. You know what, dude? You're just stuck. That's
right.
It.
That's you, what that's, I did. Go
yeah.
home. You did the damage. You go home and fix it.
When anybody saw the weight, did they go, oh. That is a pretty sexy weight.
I doubt it. No. Yeah. 5 pounds? No. It's not known exactly how the man managed to get his penis stuck in the plate.
I was
I'll tell
getting
you.
Out of the shower, and I was naked, and I slipped.
And I fell. The pictures of the unfortunate mishap emerged and were leaked online.
Oh, yuck. I don't want those.
The weightlifter was rushed to a hospital in Germany with his penis trapped in a weight. Can you imagine being that guy?
Nope.
And going to an emergency room and knowing that every doctor and every nurse and every administrator,
every intern
that's there, patients,
yep.
other patients are getting out of their bed to walk over to see what's going on with you. Can you imagine
no.
that? Firefighters took 3 hours
because they were laughing.
The weight from the delicate area.
They were rolling around on the floor laughing most of the time.
A penis that gets trapped can become swollen because of the flow of blood has been blocked.
I see.
Ew. This can cause blood vessels to burst, causing discoloration of the skin. There is a danger that the cells and the tissue could die.
Well, this guy's doing, you know, weights. No, he doesn't ever need to do anything proper with it. So
called necrosis due to the lack of oxygenated blood flow.
Yeah, that's death. Necrosis.
Worst case scenario, it may have to be amputated.
Oh, off it goes. Well, at least he had a good time on the last round.
Can you imagine that?
No.
The fire brigade freed the man, sharing an image of the broken disc.
Oh, they had to. Oh, they cut the disc.
The dumbbell weight could be removed after 3 hours with the help of a grinder,
yowza,
a vibration saw,
no,
and a hydraulic rescue device.
Dang! All of that near your junk,
right?
Let's just be careful there. Hey, I want to go and hang out with some more weights later.
That hurts. You put it in the weight, dumbass. Oh, I love it. Stop it.
Stop. Just stop putting things where they don't belong.
Stop effing weights. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo!
Yesterday was Mother's Day.
Yeah, you know, we went and got a little ice cream, and we sat out by the park, and we saw all those families out there. Mm-hmm. And what were the moms doing? Were they relaxing? Were they kicked back on the, you know, what do you call them? The little...
Recliner?
No, you tie in between two trees. I feel like it's password all of a sudden.
It is.
Hammock.
Yeah. Hammock, thank you.
You know, were they laying on the hammocks? No. They were cooking the food. They were dealing with the kids.
Oh, well, that's always
corralling the dog.
That's always
happy Mother's Day.
Jeez. That always is the case.
Holy
but
cow.
There are some years that stand out and some gifts that stand out as being awful.
Right.
I have a list from Mashable.
Oh, nice.
Number one is macaroni art. Sorry, adult child. These works of art, while delightful, don't fly if you're over the age of 8.
Yeah, I was going to say 8. That was literally what I popped into my mind.
A lame IOU note.
Oh, no, that's the worst.
Yep.
Wait, but right on top of that is a coupon book.
Same thing.
Handmade coupon book.
Right. I'll do the dishes or whatever
it
is. Still, again, fine if you're under 10.
Yeah. It's the thing you made that morning when you woke up drunk,
you know what it is?
Hungover.
These are all like last minute saves.
Yes.
That's the problem.
And you're not saving anything.
A mom tattoo on your own flesh. I've never seen that, nor would I think that would be a good gift. Handmade packaging if you're not a kid or an artist.
Yeah. Yeah, this comes down to a lot of you needed to stop this 20,
right,
25 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. A card that's on sale and it showed I have a great mom is scratched. Wife is scratched out and mom is written in.
That's actually kind of funny.
A pet of any kind?
A pet?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you don't want it. No, unless they specifically said, Mama needs a pet.
Right.
No.
Cash.
That's, for Mother's Day?
Yes.
Here, I have a dollar.
And 15, the worst one is nothing. For the love of God, this woman raised you. Get it together, you garbage offspring.
Exactly.
So you either gave or received.
Yeah, either one.
A terrible Mother's Day gift. You gave or received.
Fess up, you gave a really bad one this year.
Yes, I'm
recently.
Sure. I assume we'll get more people who give these bad gifts than we will receive them. But
yes. Well, I'd like to hear the received. You know, it's okay. Out your kid. They're bad. They're just rotten.
They're bad
this
for
is what they
you
brought
this.
You.
Yes.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. You got a terrible Mother's Day gift.
You can also tweet it. We'd love to see a picture of it if you didn't throw it away.
At Kevin and Sluggo. Probably for moms who didn't throw it away but should have.
Exactly.
Absolutely should have.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah,
that's
these
my
things
bad.
Happen.
That's my bad. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
Talking about crappy Mother's Day gifts. You gave or received one?
I received. My ex-husband told me to take my children to get my own Mother's Day card.
Come on.
Is that when he became your ex-husband?
No, that was over 11 years ago, and it's gotten worse.
Wow, it's gotten worse. I'm sorry to hear that.
Was that card actually a brand new car on his credit card?
Oh, no, a card.
No, you should have gotten a car. You misunderstood him.
Yes.
You should have gotten, go do that now.
I don't think she wants to be in touch with him much.
No, obviously not. Thank you.
Happy post-Mother's Day.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got a pastrami sandwich.
What? No, you didn't. For Mother's Day?
I did.
Here. Eat that. That's it?
I raised my daughter, and then I raised her son, and I got a pastrami sandwich.
Wow.
How did that happen? How did they present it? Did it have a bow on it?
No. No, she walked in the house and said, I got you something, and I got excited.
Sure.
And then she put a pastrami sandwich on the counter. And I was expecting something else.
Something of any value.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Was she proud or was she embarrassed?
She was proud that she remembered to get me something.
Wow.
Dang.
And it was a good sandwich, but...
I'm glad it was a good sandwich.
Doesn't quite fit the bill.
You know, when you dilate 10 centimeters, you kind of expect a little more than that.
Sure, right? I think so, yeah.
That was a pretty sucky present.
Yeah, that's a really sucky one.
Yes, absolutely. It was. Even if it's a good sandwich, it's a sucky present.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Crappy Mother's Day gifts.
Hey, guys. It's Henry from West Covina.
Hey, Henry.
So one year I got my mom an extension cord.
Why?
So she could hang herself?
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
No, it's like, I swear, I love her to death, but I swear she's got borderline personality disorder, and we had a huge blow-up the day before, right?
Right.
And then during the whole argument, she's like, well, fine, I don't want anything then, fine, so that I don't play that passive-aggressive thing. She said she didn't want anything, so I was actually a good son. I got her more than she wanted.
But why an extension cord? What was that?
Did you have the extension cord there, or did you go buy one?
Oh, how dare you? I spend money.
And why was that your go-to?
How dare I?
She needed it at the house. She needs an extension cord. I'm very practical.
Well, that's very thoughtful. Yeah, that's very thoughtful. Yeah.
No, let's not say that's very thoughtful.
I think it's a wonderful gift. You know what? From now on, I'm going the extension cord route. Right on, dude. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You got a terrible Mother's Day gift.
Or you gave one.
We're talking about Mother's Day disasters. What's the worst gift you got?
Well, my first Mother's Day, my husband didn't get me anything because he told me I wasn't his mother.
Oh, wow. Come on. Wow. What's a baby supposed to get you something?
That's a dick move.
Yeah. So needless to say, he didn't get a Father's Day gift that year.
Ha!
Wow. What a great start to your relationship.
Of course, he wasn't the father now, was he? But from then on, he wised up.
Sure.
Ish.
That's a hard no.
Yeah.
But my girls come through every year, so that's all that.
Excellent.
Right on. Well, I'm glad they grew up.
Yeah, me too.
Right on. Take care.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, let this story be a lesson to all the people giving gifts for Mother's Day.
All right. What'd you do?
I was probably, I think we're probably 6 or 8 years into our marriage. And, she was, complaining about, how the mop didn't work and this and that and everything else.
You did not give her a mop.
I swear to God, I just got the best freaking mop that I could find and gave that to her.
And was that your date from then on, the mop? You could maybe take the mop into the room if you wanted to.
You want to have sex? Take the mop.
No, she was kind of amazed, but... she still loved me.
Well, she's a good woman then.
Kind of amazed.
Yeah. Never, ever, ever, guys, give her a mop.
That's solid advice there. 818-955-KLOS. Bad Mother's Day gifts. Taking calls on bad Mother's Day gifts. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, my first Mother's Day, my mom invited the family over for dinner. My mom was really into collecting Lennox china, so we went out and got a really nice Lennox vase and flowers, and I walked in with my four-month-old daughter. And she handed me a card that said, thank you for making me a mother.
That's it.
Wow.
Thank you for making me a mother.
And that was your Mother's Day gift from her.
And that was my Mother's Day gift for my first Mother's Day from my mother.
Wow.
What a beaut.
Well, it's only uphill from there, right? It must have gotten a little better over the years.
Did it get better over the years?
A little bit, but there was the one time my daughter gave me the flu and my husband took them out to the park.
That sounds like a typical sort of Mother's Day.
It does,
that sounds like what y'all always get.
Yep.
That's horrible. Well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi there.
Got the gift for Mother's Day?
Yes. Bad Mother's Day gifts. What do you got?
I thought this was the worst idea, but my grandmother loved it. My grandfather bought her a vacuum.
No.
A vacuum.
And
no.
She was happy with it?
Absolutely. It was like the top of the line, best vacuum you can buy. The entire family thought he was nuts.
Sure.
All of his friends were bragging about how Paulie got his wife a vacuum for Mother's Day, and she was excited about it.
What, was this in 1943 when electricity was new?
She's a good actress is what happened. She was lying. It was a disappointment.
Ladies, hats off to the good actresses out there.
Agreed. 5 o'clock, we do Gimme 5 on KLOS. What's our theme today, Sluggo?
Songs with the word everybody in the title, and I think we have a suggestion on the phone. Hello, KLOS.
Hey there.
Hey.
I had a song that I thought you guys should play at 5 o'clock.
Oh yeah, what do you got?
Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except for Me and My Monkey by the Beatles.
Good one. That's a gooder. That's a fine feathered suggestion.
That's a great choice.
Who are you?
My name is Craig.
Craig, right on, man. Yeah. We will probably throw that on. Absolutely.
Well, I'll probably enjoy you doing that.
That's fair.
Give me five.
Give me five.
Craig's out there, about to enjoy.
I mean, that is a hell of a promise you made.
Yeah, maybe. Possibly.
It's possible. We might.
All right, songs with everybody in the title. 818-955-KLOS, or you can hit us up online.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
On the tweet machine. Kevin, are you a Billy Squire hater?
No.
Oh, good, because I like Billy Squire. I love that song.
Thank you, Maria, for texting that.
Yeah, Maria, well done. And Kent Hollenbach asked for this next one from Santana. Everybody's Everything. It is five songs with everybody somewhere in the title. Songs with everybody in the title. How could you possibly do that without Everybody Wants Some from Van Halen? We got a little tiny bit of extra time here.
We're not going to play Wang Chung again, are we?
I wanted to throw out a great B-side. I had it in my back pocket, and I was waiting for somebody to ask for the Kinks. I'm Not Like Everybody Else. This is a really good little ditty from 1966.
Does this make up for Wang Chung?
Nope.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We should start a feature called It's People Like This.
It's People Like This.
That ruin everything for everyone else.
That's why we can't have nice things.
IT worker on sick leave for 15 years sues company for not giving them a pay raise.
Dude, that's my hero right there. I love this guy.
An IT specialist who's been on sick leave with no obligation to work since 2008.
I love him.
I hate him. Recently tried to sue their employer for not giving them a pay raise.
Hey, man, he's been sitting around watching some television, getting some Phil Donahue. That's an old reference.
Yes, it
is. You know, in front of his eyes, and he needs a little more money now.
His name is Ian Clifford. He's been, quote, medically retired, an IT specialist, who has been paid his salary, $67,500.
Woo, damn.
A year.
Dude, you
That's
should not.
That's his yearly salary as part of his disability plan with his employer, IBM.
You should not have asked for more, man. That's
he recently
fuck.
Tried to sue the company Ooh. For disability discrimination, claiming that his salary was not generous enough to keep up with inflation.
I IBM, could live on that.
IBM was reportedly saying, I can't say that. I can't say my joke. IBM reportedly retorted with F-U. Effer.
Well, hell. So is he back to laying around on the couch for 67K
a month?
He's been
doing that, yeah. Until he dies, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, until he dies.
Just steal his identity and become him.
Great idea.
And get a hold of IBM.
That'll work. Can't see any problem with that. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A guy getting pulled over for DUI tried to change seats with his passenger so he wouldn't get in trouble. His passenger was a dog.
You know, you've given us a lot of stories of these people who are very, very dumb. That's one of my favorites. Dude was drunk driving, decided he's going to try and fool a cop by putting the dog in the driver's seat.
Made sense to him, to his drunk mind. One American dollar, Sluggo failed to come up with 5 out of the top 10 ice cream flavors.
So close. No, it was 6. I think I
no,
got...
No, it was 6 guesses to get 5.
Damn
and you
it.
Forgot strawberry.
I forgot strawberry.
So go to
strawberry.
And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
That is up to $7,200, and we're still looking for that feline. Speaking of, I'm going to go home and pet my kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
The phone is ringing.
KLOS, hello?
Yeah. Is this KLOS?
It is, yes.
Yeah, I'd like to request a song.
Do it.
Power Station, Bang a Gong, Get It On.
Great one. Love, 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 love that song.
Yeah, it's a great song. great song.
Speaking of the Beatles, the Decca Records label turned them down in 1962. A year later, on this day in rock in 1963, Decca Records signed the Rolling Stones. Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks joined Fleetwood Mac for their very first live show together at a show in El Paso, Texas, on this day in rock in 1975. The Rolling Stones' album Black and Blue, featuring the song Fool to Cry, hit number one on the U.S. album charts on this day in rock in 1976. It was their sixth number one.